Yesterday, NASA buried Jack Riley, the man who provided its voice for many years. A funeral mass was held for Riley in a suburb of Houston. Millions around the world heard him in his role as on-air spokesman for missions into space. He was the voice you'd hear after liftoff, explaining the technical talk from the spacecraft to the ground. Here's Riley just after the 1969 launch of Apollo 11. He's the third voice you'll hear.
Tower cleared.
We got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on proper heading.
One Bravo.
One Bravo is a abort control mode. Altitude's 2 miles.
Apollo 11 Houston, you're good at 1 minute.
Downrange 1 mile, altitude 3-4 miles now.
Riley was 78 and died of cancer late last week. Before coming to NASA in 1959, he'd worked in newspapers. But his biggest stories were told anonymously as triumph and disaster unfolded on the way to outer space. Here's Jack Riley when the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission returned to Earth after it ran into trouble and had to abort a lunar landing in April 1970. The lives of the men on board had been at risk.
A recovery helicopter has just put in a call to Apollo 13.
Apollo 13, this is recovery, over.
We have a report from the Iwo Jima that Apollo 13 at a distance of 4 miles from the ship.
They're going through 5,000. Under Apollo 13, this is recovery and your chutes look good.
You heard the conversation between the recovery helicopter and the crew of Apollo 13. The floor of the mission operations control room now crowded. And there are visible smiles on the faces of the flight controllers and astronauts in this room.
Jack Riley, the voice of NASA. Riley died 6 days ago at the age of 78.